Perseverance, brothers and sisters. Every single one of the Imams teaches us this lesson. It's a verse of the Holy Quran that says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim," in Surah Fussilat, verse 30. "Innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzan." وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. The people that said and believed Allah is their Lord, but it didn't stay at that. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. I want to talk about this, perseverance, a little bit. The first step is to acknowledge the truth. The first step is to accept that Allah is our Lord. It is to accept the prophethood of our Prophet, the imamah of the Ahlul Bayt. This is the first step, but it's not the last. Istaqam, perseverance. Being steadfast on the path. This is the difficult part, brothers and sisters. We've always had trouble on this part. هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. This is where the believers were tested. زُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. They were shaken very severely. Their religion, their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started getting weak. In these tough circumstances, they started saying that مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. When they are being put under pressure, when they're feeling the crunch, they start to say, what happened? They started to say that this promise of Allah and the Prophet is not true. This is what we do, brothers and sisters. We're not able to persevere when hardship comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us on multiple occasions in the Holy Quran that look, it is not the case that you look for pleasure and comfort in this life. That shouldn't be your goal. Your goal cannot be pleasure in this life. We can have that on the side. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not saying you need to avoid that. But that being the goal is wrong. Expecting that you're not going to face difficulty in life is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give you difficulty. In Surah Baqarah verse 214, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ. You think you're going to be entering paradise and what happened to the previous nations is not going to happen to you? They were tested. They went through difficulties and tough times to the extent that not only the believers, the difficulty was such that the prophets and the believers were asking, where is the help of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Mulk verse 2 says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The objective of this life isn't comfort. That's not the goal. You're not going to be getting that, no matter who you are. There is going to be difficulty, especially if you want to do the right thing. We have hadith that says, the people that are going to face the most bala and difficulty are the prophets. And after that, those that are most similar to the prophets. The better you get, the better a person you are, the more difficulty you're going to be facing. It's been quoted some of the ulama, when life would be going too smoothly, they're not facing any difficulty, they would go to sajda, face the qibla, cry to Allah, am I one of those that you've left me to myself? Have I kind of started drifting away from the path? Because one of the signs of being steadfast on the path, continuing, persevering, is that you're going to be facing difficulties. So what do? We want to persevere. What is the prescription given in the verses of the Holy Quran? In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse 153 and the following verses after that, talks about this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Seek help using patience, sabr, and salah. These are two main components, brothers and sisters, to be able to persevere. Patience, the first one, brothers and sisters. As individuals, we are facing difficulty in remaining on the path and maintaining faith practically. This idea of constantly committing sins, sometimes repenting, this is not ideal. This is not what Islam asks for. This is not what we're supposed to become. This is not a true companion of the Imams. Every time we commit a sin, that is, although we don't have this in our heart, but according to Hadith, that is expressing a form of animosity towards the Imam. This is not being a companion of the Imam. Persevering means, in a personal life, at a personal level, is that we don't commit sins. There's a Hadith about patience. It says there's two, as-sabr sabran, there's two forms of patience. Sabrun ala al-musiba hasanun jameel. Patience when you're faced with a calamity, when you lose a loved one. But the second form of patience is the more important one. And that is ala ma harram Allah. When Allah has made something haram, being able to be patient and not work towards that haram. So patience is important, brothers and sisters. Patience means, when you have something that is not under your control, that is making it difficult to do what is right, you are patient and you continue doing what is right. You don't give in basically to the difficulty. This is patience. The second part of it is salah, brothers and sisters. Salah, according to another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Musa, أقم الصلاة ذكري. The point in salah is remembrance of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verses of the Holy Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. We've got to have a connection with Allah. In difficulties, when you don't see a way out, when you have problems, when it's difficult to practice, when everyone around us is calling us towards sin, I turn on my computer, I go online, everything is calling me to sin. We've got to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg His mercy. He will give you tranquility. He will give you what you want. He will open a path for you. We have a verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Talaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah is going to always open up a door for you, that you don't have to continue facing the difficulties that you are in order to stay away from sin. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah is going to open up doors. After hardship, there's ease. أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه. The champion of perseverance. And when you look at him, the du'as that you have from Amir al-Mu'mineen, look at his du'a al-Kumail, and the other du'as that he had, he used to plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In hardships, brothers and sisters, which Allah gives you to increase your faith, that's the reason why He gives you that, because He tests you with those difficulties. And that difficulty and that test is to raise your status of faith. This is a blessing. When He gives that to you, the way to improve and to increase your faith and to get out of that hardship, having increased your faith, is by connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah. There's verses of the Holy Quran that say sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we forget Him so much, sometimes He gives us trouble intentionally to make us plead to Him. لِيَتَضَرَّعُوا. تَضَرُّع is what is